Today we're going to talk about Christmas.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Linda Blakely here from the Arts Advisory Board for the City of Boone, from CVB, just fresh off of the State Fair. Chris Blocker's back.
Yeah.
And ready to leave and head off to Farm Progress Show, yeah. Too. So you have to do that.
Illinois next year.
In between, year, you yeah. come in to say, yes, we are collaborating. We've got you. Basically, one of the things I wanted to do, because we have an informational meeting coming up, but Linda, we put together, I mean, last year you tried to get your Christmas celebration going, and it was quick because we visited right before that, and
yep.
I know Pam Grunstead, member of the board, but was going to be doing some directing the choir, and she had done that previously. Folks will hearken back to the old Habitat for Humanity choir
yes.
productions that we would do. And this would be about the time of the year we'd start reaching out to get things together. And that's one of the things you want to do is get that put together, get a choir going together, get a Christmas show going. And then we also tied in tree lighting and holiday lighted parade as well, working with the chamber to get that.
Yeah, we're super excited this year because our vision for the Boone Arts was to allow the performing artists to come out, because they're just not a place for a lot of those to do. We have the Boone Community Theater, and that's about it. Singers love to sing, and music is universal. So we were so excited last year when that launched, and people were excited because they got to, like you said, Pam Grunstead, they got to sing with her before, and a lot of those people came back to sing, and they already said they want to do it again, so that was fun. So when the CVB, the Chamber, and the Arts all met, and the Chamber's going to focus on Small Business Saturday this year. So yep. she kind of handed off the holiday parade to us, and we looked at Chris and said, you know, hey, you've done it before. Can we partner? And let's get this community thing going. We want to make, like last year, Boone the place to go. We've already had some organizations and businesses reach out to us and say, we want to be a part of that. But our focus right now, like you said, is to get the singers and anybody who likes to perform in front of an audience. Singers, and I want to say dancers, but it'll be movers. It'll be movement. We're not going to have, like, you know, a lot of space to dance. And we want to get them going on rehearsal. So there's an informational meeting on August 27th at 4 p.m. at the City Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And they'll just come and learn what we're doing. There'll be a schedule there so they can kind of see if that fits in. We did try to schedule around school events. We, you know, kind of looked forward so that parents aren't being, you know, but we want kids this year. We want from elementary up to high school. The elementary, we can definitely do around the tree. And the middle school up to high school, there's a place for them in the Christmas show. So I hope, you know, families will come and join us.
A lot of ideas. Last year, of course, it was very tight trying to put everything together and, of course, trying to get groups together for rehearsal, things like that. And then Mother Nature.
Iowa Mother Nature.
Iowa Mother Nature, yeah. She because it was all set to go on the green space, and then, whoa, thunderstorm.
Yep.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
No. Yeah. So we moved that inside, and because we wanted to add the lighting and the sound, this year we're doing multimedia. So there'll be even more aspects of multimedia engaged with this. But we still want to take that some technology outside. So we're kind of simplifying that this year. We're working on it. We're not sure we're there yet, but there'll be some technology outside too. One thing I forgot to tell you is the First Baptist Church and the Methodist Church, they want to ring those church bells for us this year. We missed out on that last year because of the weather, so they're even involved.
So we'll get it going.
Yeah.
We'll get it going. The Chris, in events planning type things, circles, and people are saying, well, you know, it's, well, triple-digit heat index and things right. like that. But we do know that this is not that big of a window, really, for some events planning, especially if you want to, again, get people together, working together, and then finding times to rehearse, again, especially choirs.
Right, Jim. Yeah, that all just takes so much time. And, you know, with Linda's and I's ideas, you know, we have a lot of people to reach out to and still a lot of people to contact, and just asking a lot of people to come together and be a part of this. You know, like Linda mentioned, we've already had organizations reach out to us and want to be a part of it and join us. And the downtown businesses, we're hoping that they're all going to join in and that they'll do something fun. Again, with Jennifer at the Chamber focusing on Shop Small Saturday. You know, we've asked them to, you know, decorate their windows and, you know, just have it so sure. festive down here. And then we'll just top it off with the parade and the lighted tree and then the Christmas show.
So yes, folks, the tradition, you can start building yes. your lighted float.
Yes. Yes. yes.
It's much easier to put lights on when it's warm out yep. instead of waiting.
Yes.
Until it's like 10 degrees.
And we know
degrees.
People are so busy that, oh, you yeah. know, it's nice to have it all in one night this year. You know, it'll be from late afternoon to into the evening. So
that was a tough decision, you know, and the Christmas show right now is going to be before and after, you know, so we'll have the Christmas show, the parade, the lighting of the tree, or you can come to the parade, the lighting of the tree, and catch the show. So we've got a 2-hour window downtown, or, you know, that people can, and they can eat, they can, you know, do all of that. Mm-hmm. I think it's super important that that people from the community understand they can be a part of this, too. They don't have to just come. You know, there is so much that we can have them do if they want to be a part of it. So
I did want to ask, because I know you do have your advisory board has a meeting yet today, and one of the things obviously is you're going to start talking about committee. So you've got, I mean, yep. we're not, this is just not nope. we're going to have a bunch of people doing different things working together.
Yep. We're going to start to put the committee together. Like I said, Chris and I spent yesterday a good 2 hours yesterday talking about the type of people we need on our committees or that we're looking for. We'll get them going. And the vision is one vision, and then everybody gets to go take it from there. Like the businesses, we'll have them participate with window decorating. There's just so much we can do. We would like this to grow to the point to where we have neighborhoods decorating.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all of it. The whole town. Come to Boone. This is where you do Christmas.
Get your lighted. Get yeah. everything else going on. Now, the big thing this year is it is early because Thanksgiving is early.
Yep. Right.
So we're talking end of November on the 30th.
November 30th. Yeah. We kept the tradition of the Thursday after. And so we've kept a lot of tradition, but we're adding a lot of new. And that's how you change and it grows and it gets exciting. And so, yeah, November 30th is the day. That's the day. And that could be 60-degree weather.
Oh,
we could be raking leaves for all we know at that day.
or it might be. And we've seen it happen in the past.
It's or below zero.
You can. yeah. It's Iowa weather. It's yep. going to happen. I was going to say that some of the things that'll be going on, because for downtown businesses, and we know we've got our Story Street businesses that really jump on things and go for it. And yeah. they will be. This will be a great kickoff for them.
It should be exciting for the entire community, honestly, and even the region. I mean, we're hoping, like Linda said, that we'll pull people in from the region. So this is a place to come for a Christmas celebration. So
this year we reached out to Madrid, Ogden, Gilbert, mm-hmm. and we're doing Boone County. We're just, you know, bring them in.
Come on in.
Come and play.
Yep. Let's have a party. All right. So let's talk about some of the things. First of all, our meeting on Sunday, 4:00, City Hall Auditorium. Folks, if you need access by elevator, use the west side entrance.
Yep.
It's right inside the door. You can go upstairs. And I know that the auditorium is where you're going to be meeting. So what are we going to just kick around ideas, kind of lay out a broad picture of what we're working towards?
They'll find out what it's about there, and then they'll be handed a schedule. They'll be able to sign up for what they want, if they want to be a volunteer, if they want to be in the, you know, the choir, if they want to be a caroler, if they are musicians, because mm-hmm. we're looking at putting musicians in stores, and just a whole bunch of stuff. So we'll find out what we have, and then we'll find a place. That's the one thing about the community. There's a place. And they'll get all of that information. And then the first rehearsal right now is set for September 5th. I think that's a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the first choir rehearsal for the show. And that's what we're getting started first. The carolers around the tree, they will have 1 to 2 meetings, quick meetings just to review music, but it'll be pretty simple. But we want to pull them together so they know what they're doing, you know, that night. Yeah.
And for those that are thinking, well, it seems awful early to start the rehearsals, and we know from Pam, who's got the experience in doing this and putting on these productions, that this is about the time she started.
Yep. Yep.
Because
and
to put together
very often. Yeah.
yeah.
It takes a little bit. So.
Because everybody's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is doing other things, too. Pam Grunstad is returning. That's super important to say. And then Chris Sutton, who came last year and was a real leading force on our committee for it. They're back. So, and then Chris has her crew.
Yeah.
She has a crew.
They will. And that's it. We're looking forward to it. So that'll
super.
That'll
helps to have out. Great volunteers.
It does.
It does.
And that's what will help make this, again, people stepping up to do different things, different parts of the show. Might have ideas for an act or two.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
So absolutely.
These are the things.
Bigger the better.
These are the things you want to hear about.
The show, I should say, has remained about 20 minutes. People really seem to like that time frame, so we kept it in that time frame. It was just enough, but not enough, and the babies sat through it and clapped, and everybody, it was a family event, so yeah.
And then sneaking in the parade and...
And we'll have an application out pretty soon for the parade, so people can start submitting those, but definitely start... We'll have a theme here real soon, so people can, you know, center their... around that, and so... Lots of exciting things happening and ready to kick off. And it does seem crazy to think about it, knowing, you know, it's so hot out. But, geez, you know, again, we live in Iowa, and before you know it, it's fall, and fall leads to winter. And
doesn't take long.
And here we are, Christmas season. And so
there will be a lot of different things that will be done going up to it. But this is kind of like, again, if you're going to put together an evening production like this for a couple hours, you definitely have to start planning before.
Right.
And everybody's going to go, well, it's going to be here and gone. Yeah, but it'll be a fun time while we're doing
it. Yeah, but the important thing is we wanted to do it one night so you could bring your families from out of town and have a two-hour window of Christmas, you know? And it's right after the Thanksgiving, and that's when everybody's really in the spirit. So it's perfect.
It's a family tradition.
Yep. So Sunday... 4 o'clock in the City Hall Auditorium. Again, basically just a informational meeting, discussion about what's going on, ideas, plans, thoughts, and you guys will all be there. And if you're interested in doing choir things, I think she might have already reached out and made some contact.
Believe me, I'm sure. August 27th, though, it's not this Sunday. I want to make sure people understand it's the August 27th.
August
Sunday.
27th, a week.
Yeah, it's a week yet. So, but we wanted to give people enough time to hear it, and we'll share your link. And
it is Sunday.
Is it this Sunday?
It is this Sunday.
Yes. Well, I'm behind
there
a week.
There we go.
I'm behind a week already.
So you might not have showed up. No. It is the 27th, so
yes,
it'll be
is.
This Sunday
that is this
at 4
Sunday.
O'clock,
yep.
Which is why I said we need to do this soon, and let people know so they can stop in there, and again, if they just have some thoughts and ideas, and again, if you miss it, don't worry about it, because there's going to be other people that'll be around to talk.
They can go to the Boone Arts Facebook page, they can go to Visit Boone County's website and their Facebook page. We have an event page for this, so they can pick up information and inquire through there. We'll be answering it, so we have that monitored. Mm-hmm. So if they miss it, just call the Boone Arts, call Visit Boone County. We'll get you to the right people.
Get her done.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
November 30th.
I know it.
I know it seems long now, and you know, excessive heat warning and all. But
well, technically August is over, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And again, we'll start for those that are interested in being part of the chorus, part of the show, the caroling. Again, Pam will start rehearsals, as you said, September 5th, so not that far away.
No.
And I know they like to put on a good show.
Couple weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it's here like before you know it.
Yeah,
so. One quick thing, another night on the green on the 1st, right?
Coming up September 1st, Ag Night, so that'll be fun. We might have a few tractors downtown, and we have... some animals coming in, and then just all kinds of bears, our sponsor for the evening. So should just Danny Grouse will be on the our entertainment for the evening from 6 to 9. So should be a great time.
But that's next week.
That is next
week. We're like a week away.
From Friday, yes.
A week away.
Yes.
Again, the informational meeting, again, about the holiday show. Let's just call it the Community Christmas Celebration.
That's
we'll
what
go
it
with
is.
That. And everything that it covers will be 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, City Hall Auditorium. And again, you can use the west side entrance if you need the elevator. Otherwise, doors will be open. Come.
Contact us if you got
questions.
Doesn't
need to be a real long visit.
No. The meetings will be 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it.
And discussion and talk and ideas. Kick around ideas. Bring ideas.
Sure. Love them.
And I know that your board will be meeting again this late afternoon. And again, Christmas committees, you're going to be getting updates on that. And I probably adding a few. I don't know.
No, so if people want to sign up for a committee, have them. Again, there's a place for everybody. We'll find it.
All right. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us today. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Jim.
And good luck on putting everything together.
Well, thank you.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
Yes, give more updates.
All right.